It's time to hear from the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's live, come on.
It's the High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Let's turn it over now to the voice of high school football on US 51 Country, Roger Beasley.
It's week number 3 of the high school football season, and on this week's Coaches Show, we'll talk with Brighton coach Mike David about the Cardinals' game at Dyersburg last week and their district matchup tonight against Kirby. We'll also recap the M&M Bowl with Munford coach Nick Markle and look at their game tonight against Craigmont. Coach J.R. Kirby will talk about the Chargers' win against Bauxite, Arkansas, and preview the Chargers' district opener tonight against Bolivar Central. The High School Coaches Show coming up right after this, followed by the U.S. 51 Country Game of the Week, Covington Chargers against Bolivar Central, with me and Dr. Tom Barton.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the pen. Imagine a single rotator that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an Axial Flow Combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow for your operation. Find out how. Talk to your Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Brownsville today.
This year, US 51 Country is teaming up with ScoreStream to provide all the local high school football scores in real time. And we need your help to make it happen. Download the ScoreStream app now and start following your favorite teams. Use the app during football games to follow all of the action and join in by posting scores, photos, video, and chat with other fans and rivals. ScoreStream is available at your favorite app store.
Now more of the High School Football Coaches Show on US 51 Country, 93.5 FM.
Joining us now on the Coaches Show is the Brighton Cardinal head football coach, Coach Mike David. The Cardinals coming off a loss. They're now 1-1 on the year, losing to Dyersburg last week, 35-21. Coach David, they're a pretty strong team. They were in the semifinals last year, so want to get your thoughts on that game.
You know what? They did a tremendous job. Our kids played hard and were fighting to the end. Just got to hand it to Dyersburg. They had a good game plan. They ran the ball extremely well. Yeah, they came out on top. But I was real proud of our team. We kept battling there till the very end.
Was it a fairly clean game, Coach, in terms of penalties and mental errors?
Not too bad. No game as clean as you'd like it to be.
But, right.
Not too bad. I thought worked hard, and we had a hard time kind of putting it all together. At times, we looked really, really good.
There's an old saying in football that you make your most improvement between the first game and the second game. Did you find that to be true in this instance, Coach?
I think, honestly, we did make some progress. You definitely want to look better every game, and I think we did. Dyersburg, as I said, is a very good team. They run the wing T as well as anybody I've seen, and they did some great things. And unfortunately, they got out to a 14-0 lead right away, and that makes it real hard. But from there, we battled and battled, and as I said, I was very proud of our kids.
Well, as far as your practice schedule goes this week, I know Monday was Labor Day. There was no school. Did you alter your practice schedule any at all this week, Coach?
We did a little bit. We went in the morning on Monday and did our film work and weights, and we had practice after that. So we did alter it. Normally we come in on Sundays, but we gave them Sunday off. I thought we needed a little bit of rest going into a big game that we got with Kirby.
And the game coming up is a big game. Two reasons. First, because it's the next game, and secondly, it's the first region game. And, of course, Kirby is always strong in your district. They are 2-0 right now. And, Coach, I was looking. They have defeated the first two opponents by the combined score of 79-0. That tells me two things. It tells me they've got a pretty stout offense and a pretty stingy defense. What do you plan to do to kind of slow them down a little bit?
Yeah, they're a very good team. They're defending region champs, and so we got to play a heck of a game. We're going to try to just use our strengths on offense. We throw the ball real well, so we'll continue to do that. And we also establish a running game against them. And then on defense, not give up the big play. Just make them go 70, 80 yards every time. I think that'll be a key to winning.
This will be the second of three straight road games. Do you talk about that at all, or do you change your approach from playing at home and playing on the road?
Not at all. We got to get on the bus at 4:30, we get on the bus and go play. You know, because it's the same game, same everything. We just we're on a different site, and we expect to play just as hard on the road as we do at home. And we don't really change our mental approach or anything. We just go out and play.
This is coming up on the third game. You have two games behind you. Are there any things about your team that you've learned here 2 weeks in that you did not know about your team in the fall practice?
I did know a lot about them. We've been with them since January, lifting real hard, and you do know, and you do know they're going to give everything they got every single play, and we saw that, and that's what I was most proud of, that these kids' effort was, they just were relentless. They didn't worry about the scoreboard. As I said, we got down real quick, and we just kept coming back and playing hard. So unfortunately, the game ended, and we were down, but our kids, you couldn't tell by the scoreboard how we were playing. Our kids continued to play hard, so I was very proud of that.
And that's what any coach wants to see out of his team, isn't it, Coach? Regardless of the score, you play until the game is over and give it everything you've got. And that's a reflection of the coaching staff, if I may say so.
Well, we're fortunate, too. We got some great leaders. Our senior class is doing a great job, so it's all going to come together. I think when you do those kind of things and you're playing with that kind of intensity and at a high level, you know, good things are just around the corner.
Are you getting the help you were expecting to get from your sophomores and first-time starters?
Absolutely. You know, we start 6 sophomores on offense, and we start 8 underclassmen on defense, so we got a young team, and these kids have stepped up. You wouldn't know that they're sophomores or you know, haven't played a varsity game before if you watch them. I mean, they really have bought in and done a great job.
And really, there's no way you can duplicate game experience in practice, can you? The only way they're going to get better is by playing games, and the game experience is really beneficial. They learn something every game and get better.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that had a lot to do with our slow start on Friday. It's hard to simulate what Dyersburg does on offense until you see it personally, and our kids saw it, and we're down 14-0, and it was like, oh, okay, this is what we got to do. So a lot of times it takes a little bit longer with a younger team in the course of a game, but once we get going, I mean, I think we'll be pretty tough.
Coach Mike David of the Brighton Cardinals, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck tonight against the Kirby team, and hope we can talk with you next week about a 2-1 record, and good luck as you enter into region play.
All right, thank you very much.
The last time your heater or air conditioner went out, did you have to pay an after-hours charge or overtime charge because it was a night or weekend? Or did you suffer without until business hours to call so you wouldn't have to? You don't have to suffer anymore. AirServe does not charge overtime fees ever. AirServe is available 24/7, 365 days a year with clean, professional techs that service all brands of equipment. AirServe, same price, anytime, any day. Call Lee Downing at AirServe today at 901-622-5050 or visit airserve.com. That's AIRESERV.com. Homer Skelton Ford in Millington has one mission, to make the buying experience the best you've ever had. There are car dealers and there are real car dealers. They all buy their cars and trucks from the same place, but do they care for you after the sale? That's the difference with Homer Skelton Ford in Millington. Best deals, best service after the sale, best buying experience ever. General Manager Randy Hart and Sales Manager Richard Kramer will personally see that your buying experience is absolutely the best. Homer Skelton Ford, Highway 51 in Millington.
Now more of the High School Football Coaches Show on US 51 Country, 93.5 FM.
We're joined now by Coach Nick Markle of the Munford Cougars. The Cougars even their record at 1-1 last week at the M&M Bowl down in Millington, defeating the Millington Trojans by the score of 12-7. What did you think about that game, Coach? It was back and forth and very in question to the very end.
Yeah, it was. I think Coach Michaels would agree with me. It's probably one of the ugliest games we either one of us have coached. But I'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day of the week. So we moved the ball at times, and then with penalties and stuff, we kind of stalled out a few times on some drives. We had some chances early on in the game with turnovers and things that we weren't able to capitalize on.
Our defense played very well. They didn't give up a score until about 3 minutes to go in the game, and that was kind of just out of a break in concentration. If we could have held on to that one score, it'd been nice to have a shutout. But it feels good to have a win under our belt. We just got to keep on working and try to get ready for this upcoming week.
You're right. It was no thing of beauty by any stretch of the imagination. And I know that your coaching staff has got to be concerned about the penalty yards that you accumulated during the game. But those are things that can be fixed, aren't they?
Yes, we just got to really get back in and hone in on discipline and not making some of the lapse of judgments that we had the other night. Some of the calls that we did get, I'm not faulting our guys. I thought watching it back on tape, they were some non-calls that weren't called and things like that, especially toward the end of the game. A couple of the pass interference calls and things like that. But we definitely got to clean that up if we're going to beat good teams going into the future.
I know with Monday being Labor Day, did it cause you to adjust your practice schedule any, Coach?
We bring the guys in the mornings instead of practicing in the afternoons. That lets them have the afternoon off and go do whatever they want to. It lets our coaches go spend time with their families, which is a rare occasion for us at this time of the season. So we just came in and practiced from 8 to about lunchtime on Monday morning. Got a workout in and watched some film back, just kind of went over some mistakes that we made against Millington and just kind of introduced the game plan.
It was good to get the bad taste out of your mouth from the loss the week before, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely makes you feel better when you wake up on Saturday morning with a win instead of an embarrassing loss. But we definitely could have played better against Millington, but I'm pleased with our guys kind of stepping up the occasion and pulling out a win for us.
They say you have a lot of improvement between game number one and game number two. I think I just heard you say that you saw a significant improvement in your team from game one to game two.
I think our defense played a lot better. Our offense struggling at times. We're still kind of trying to plug in some pieces on the offensive line, trying to figure out who's going to give us the best recipe, sort of say, and getting us a win. Being more consistent is kind of what we're really looking for offensively. We're not getting long drives like we need to sustain kind of our winning recipe. So we're trying to work on that. And this week has been really focused on getting back to the fundamentals and working on the basics.
You got a lot of good yardage out of the option game with Jackson O'Neill, didn't you?
Yes, sir. He did well. We basically, our entire offense is an option. We never pitched the ball other night, so that's something that I'm not too pleased about. I think we had some opportunities to get out on the perimeter if we had pitched the ball a few times. But in this offense, you kind of just take what the defense gives you, and they were giving us the quarterback option a lot. So we just kind of stuck with it until they were able to stop it, and it turned out to be a good play for us Friday night.
You were back at home tonight against Craigmont. Craigmont also 1-1 on the year. They are coming off an embarrassing loss of their own against St. George's last week. They lost 40-6. They're going to be looking to redeem themselves also, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They have a running back that's a special type of talent. He's a young man. Whenever he touches the ball, he's a weapon that can find the end zone at any point in time. We just got to do a good job, kind of like we did last week against Millington, trying to shut their quarterback down. We got to have the same type of mentality and game plan going in with Craigmont. And instead of focusing so much on the quarterback, we got to focus on the running back. He's the guy that can beat us. So if we can shut him down, hold him to not too many yards, I think we have a good shot of winning the ball game.
Have you noticed any change in the attitude during practice coming off a win compared to last week coming off the loss?
Not necessarily. I think that the loss to Covington is still kind of, as you said, a sour taste in our mouths. We want to kind of reflect upon that game and use that to motivate us going in every week. We can't rest on our laurels and hope that we can just go out there and beat everybody. We got to keep on working and grinding every week, every day, and just trying to do the best that we can so we can have a chance on Friday nights.
And, of course, you want to get better, and a win will propel you into region play, which starts next week.
Yes, sir. Craigmont tonight, and then south wind next week begins region play for us. So we need to get a win against Craigmont, kind of give us a kind of a jump start into region play so that we can kind of start off on a good note because we're fixing to have to run through this gauntlet.
Coach Markle, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today, and best of luck against Craigmont. I believe they're the Craigmont Chiefs. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Hopefully we're talking about a win when we talk on next week's Coach's Show. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you, Mr. Beasley.
Hi, I'm Daniel Rogers, owner of Turning Wrenches Auto Repair. If you're having car trouble, look no further than Turning Wrenches in Covington. Turning Wrenches offers expert repair service with ASE-certified technicians and a two-year, 24,000-mile warranty. For major repairs, Turning Wrenches installs the highest quality remanufactured Jasper engines and transmissions. Turning Wrenches also is now a certified Yukon Differential Parts installer. We are your one-stop shop for automotive repairs, tires with free road hazard, diesel repair, and Jasper engines and transmissions. Turning Wrenches, 7481. Highway 179 in Covington, 901-476-4002.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the pen. Imagine a single rotator that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow for your operation. Find out how. Talk to your Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Brownsville today.
Now more of the High School Football Coaches Show on US 51 Country, 93.5 FM.
Joining us now on our Coaches Show is Coach J.R. Kirby, the head football coach of the Covington Chargers. The Chargers go 2-0 on the year with their 37-12 victory over Bauxite, Arkansas. And Coach, it kind of got off to a rough start, I understand, but you finally got back on track and things went okay for you the rest of the evening.
Yeah, real rough start. We won the first kickoff game. Just, I don't think we was very focused there. And I'm not looking at the end. They get on it. Our defense played real well, rose up, and they tend to still go and miss it. After that, we had the first drive. We had a penalty on the first drive. It was a false start. It's going to be a theme of this interview today, and I'm going to tell you why. But, you know, we, next play, we run a play, and then we have another penalty, and then we end up having to punt. And the kids come over to the sideline, and I'm like, what is going on out here? They're telling me that they're calling out the snap count, which you can't do. And, you know, we had no penalties the week before against Mumford. And it's got off to a bad start, and we got out of our shotgun stuff and tried to go under center. But the series before that, we stayed in it, and we had another penalty, and then we tried to throw a pass, and it got intercepted. They returned it 2-1. They scored the next play, and then, you know, went under center, and then we fumbled the snap because, again, supposedly they're calling out the snap count, and they get on it, and we hold them to field goal, and we're down 9-0 to start the second quarter, and it just started about as bad as you can. Defensively, we played really, really well. I think for the game, I think we held them to 19 or 20 yards rushing and 71 passing, made 26 passes, only had 71 yards through that. So defensively, we played very well again, but offensively, it was just the turnovers, turnovers on special teams. And then finally, we settled down. We got a good kick return by our freshman, Smart Dow, and then we went down there about 5 plays. And Scott scored on the trap, 27-yard touchdown. Next series, we hit the tight end. Andrew Scott made him fumble. AC Mason, I believe, fell on it as it returned. So when we take a shot the next play, Carson hit Jalen Fain down the seam for a big touchdown, 44, 45-yard bomb. And we're back up and control the game. The thing is, the penalties was just kind of the underlying thing or the main thing of this game. I think we had 10 or 11. I think they had 9. Most of ours, false starts that were going on. We stop them again, Roger, and go on a 2-minute drive. Which we kind of went up tempo there, which we really don't do a lot, but we practiced every week. Got down there with a chance to score. It was inside the 5. Quarterback made a mistake, went the wrong way. He had to get rid of it. He runs the right play. I think we thought the score. Ended up having to kick the field goal. We went up 16-9. So we scored 16 straight to take the lead, as bad as things have gone. I went to the head referee I know very well and told him about what they were doing. He said he'd be watching for it. They said they couldn't hear it. So I take my headset off through the game, and I could hear the kid yelling our snap down. He's yelling it out there, and I'm complaining. Of course, I complained to the refs. He flagged me, getting on him and out, which I probably shouldn't have. But I was getting frustrated like the kids were. But, you know, come out to halftime, and finally, we held him to a field goal at 16-12. We get a drive. We're moving this field. and the kid does it again. And we go to yelling it, and the referee finally throws a flag for 15 off field. We go down and score, and we go for two to make it a two-score game, and it's 24-12. We stop them again, had a great series, blocked the punt, got a short field. I think it was Caleb Wimbrick blocked the punt, and we had him backed up after we had a strip sack that we almost got on. I blocked the punt, we get a short field, first place, Scott scores, and then on the next series, they have to throw it about every down now because they're down 30-12. And we, Tory Bradley, a senior, transferred back into us. He picked six it to make it 37-12, and pretty much the game's over then. It was like only 4 or 5 minutes ago in the game. But from the first half quarter on, Roger, we dominated. I mean, it's 37-3, outscored them, dominated yards. The penalties, when we loaded the film up, you can see this kid, one main one, that was screaming it out. And you could see him yelling, you could see his stomach move. We watched the end zone copy of it. We watched it. I would not like to think that I have a lot of respect for those guys. By the side of that's being coached, if it is, it's a push move. It's a push league move. They're saying you had to do that to try to stop us. And finally, the referees caught on to them. I would hope not that I was back to them. I have a lot of respect for them. I'm meeting them and talking to them over summer. Are not teaching that. Maybe that kid's still doing it on his own. But like I said, we had to overcome it. Had to overcome a lot of adversity Friday night. And I'm really happy with the young offense. How they settled down. Jamarion Dow had a big night. Scott and Marion Flowers did a good job at fullback. Scott had 2 touchdowns. Taylor Payne had a big catch and played pretty well at Wayne. So, like I said, it was one of those grow-up games. I heard somebody said that to me after the game. I could agree with him more. Defense, we've done what we did. And they also lost Rico Burton, all-state linebacker, about the first, second series in the game with a hamstring. So, things were not looking too good for us early. And like I said, man, our kids didn't quit. And they found a way to fight back and pretty much dominate the game from about the second quarter on. Defensively, they dominated all night.
It sounds like that you're, of course, glad to get the win, but it sounds like you're glad that that one's over with, too.
Absolutely. I mean, they do so much stuff on offense. We had and special teams. Now, they're going to pooch on an onside kick. They got all these shifts. They got 3 different punts. They line up in a pro set, then they line up in double tight T formation, then they line up at trips and empty and doubles. I mean, they do so much stuff that you got to prepare for. Probably early on, Roger, we were pretty jacked up. And, you know, I thought that was leading to the penalties. But after going through it and watching it and then, you know, taking my headset off and hearing what was going on, we got to be a little bit more focused on that. We'll, of course, work on that. Some of the penalties that we did have was probably not our own. It was them doing that. But like I said, we'll get it fixed and we'll move on to Bolivar this week. But definitely glad to be 2-0. Glad to move on and get that game out of the way. And now we can get in focused on region play, that's for sure.
You mentioned the region game coming up tonight against Bolivar Central. Bolivar Central not getting off to a great start. They're 0-2, having lost to Freedom Prep and Kirby. And they've lost by a combined score of 65-0. They having trouble scoring, Coach. What have you noticed when you look at film on Bolivar Central?
Hey, they've had some changes. You know, their coach left last year, Coach Lowe. He went to Lausanne with the defense coordinator. He also took his son with him. That was great. Will be a pretty good quarterback for him. So also play quarterback for them. They've gone through some changes. I think they've changed pretty much their whole staff, Holy Gallo staff. Coach Kraft got the job. But they've had a lot of changes. You can kind of tell it early. They don't look like the same Bolivar team we played the last 2 years, of course. And they still have some athletes. They still have some guys that can go. They've not played very well, like you said, in the first 2 games at all. I feel like it's a game where it's a region game. That it doesn't matter if we're 2-0 or they're 0-2. Everybody's 0-0 this week. And these are the most important games because you got to start beside it. So we can't even look at that. We just got to get better at what we need to get better at. If we do that, we'll be fine on Friday. But if we go in there thinking, well, they're 0-2, they've not scored, things like that, then all of a sudden they hit us in the mouth and then we're in a ball game. I ain't on a dogfight. So I think that if we just come ready to play and get better at what we need to get better at, we'll be able to take care of business. But we can't have turnovers, can't have civil penalties. Got to get lined up right, things like that. And if we do those things, try to get better and not look ahead to other games, we'll be fine.
Coach Kirby, thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck tonight against Bolivar Central. Hope to talk with you after another big win next week.
Thank you, Roger. And go Chargers.
You've been listening to the High School Football Coaches Show. When we return, we'll go straight to the field with live coverage of the game of the week. Stay tuned to your leader for local high school sports, US 51 Country, 93.5 FM.